As we were worshiping, I just felt the Lord say, we all think about gentle Jesus, meek and mild, and we welcome him at Christmas time. But the next time he comes back, he's going to come back in power. We should be thinking about his second coming and about the power that he's coming in. And I just felt this verse, the Lord wanted to talk about this. It's in Revelation chapter 6. And this is the kings of the earth and the princes and the generals and the rich and the mighty and every slave and every free man in caves among the rocks and the said they called upon the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. We don't think about the wrath of the Lamb very much, but our powerful God is coming again to vindicate us and sort things out. And I just wanted to praise him for that and worship him.
Let's have that in mind. Lord, we glorify you. You are the Lamb who is enthroned. You are all powerful. You are our God who is to come.
Sing at the name of Jesus.
The God who sees. I see your joys. I see your sadness. I see what you want me to see of you. I also see what you are trying to hide and what you don't want me to notice. But I see and I love you. Come to me. Come to me in this season, not with fear and trepidation, but come with me with joy. Come with me with expectation for what I can do for you, for what I can do in you, and for what I can do through you.
We had our Christmas nativity at church today, and one of the songs we sang was The Little Donkey That Keeps On Plodding Onwards. And I just had a sense sometimes, maybe we don't see the big picture. Maybe we find it hard to see the glory and the wonder, and we're sort of stuck. We don't know where we're going. We're just plodding onwards and keeping going. And I just had a sense, an encouragement really, that the little donkey carried the light of God, you know, and keep plodding.
Ben, could you bring forward your word?
I had a word and a bit of a testimony as well, so I think the two go together quite well. Psalm 60:12 was the word. With God we will gain the victory and he will trample down enemies. In March 2017, I contracted bowel cancer. My oncologist said to me after the initial treatment, the size of my tumour at its height was the size of a pineapple. It could only have been your prayers that actually caused the bowel cancer to stay as bowel cancer, nothing more serious than that. And since then, that was 5 years ago, and since then God has been achieving small miracles each and every day, thanks to your prayers. There are 40% of all bowel cancer people don't make it through 5 years, and even higher number unfortunately contracts it a second, third time. So God has been achieving small miracles every day in my life, thanks to your prayers and thanks to God. So it's a remarkable, remarkable thing. We should always remember that, no matter how tough things seem. Amen. Amen.
Thanks be to God. I think every miracle is big. It's a miracle. Thanks be to God. Let's take a seat.